It is a Tech Tuesday, so here we go to CNET Senior Editor Bridget Carey, host of the CNET Update. I'm not going to say fog you to you, Bridget.
Nope.
Thank you.
I will tell you this. We got an email that we're no longer using QuickTime here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered why. But then I'm seeing everywhere that there's like this big government warning that don't download and uninstall QuickTime for Windows. It's not safe. What's going on?
Well, it's one of those programs that everyone kind of has on their Windows computer, but you don't really think about or even use much these days. But a security firm came out and said, listen, you need to uninstall it because there are security flaws that are not being patched by Apple. And then at the same time, the U.S. government, Homeland Security, comes out and goes, yep, you need to uninstall it. It is not safe. It is not being patched by Apple. And it took a little while, but Apple did confirm and say, yeah, that's true. We are not supporting it anymore. Now, this is just for the Windows version, not the Mac version.
Of course
and
not.
So get it off your computer. The problem is it's easier said than done for some folks because if you use certain software, like certain Adobe software, sometimes it requires QuickTime. And now you have a situation where you might go, oh, I need it for work. Well, if you do need it for work, work on a Mac. It's safer.
You know, I have to get a new laptop, and I have a Windows computer, and I've been talking about this for weeks that I'm going to go get a Mac because I'm sick of all this stuff. But then I'm mad at Apple for not telling us that QuickTime is dangerous, and you know what I mean? I'm torn between.
Yeah, it is pretty unacceptable, I believe, these days for Apple to have abandoned the Windows version of QuickTime and not notify people, because you always hear when Microsoft or others don't support, you know, system updates anymore, and suddenly we had to find out through Homeland Security. Like, that's not the way to operate these days if you want the respect of your customers.
Did they find that out when they were hacking into that guy's iPhone?
Phone, sure.
I don't think that those are related, but, you know, it's one of those. There's always a security group out there trying to look for vulnerabilities, getting reports, and then they're the ones who wanted the press because they talked about it out loud, and then that's when it all bubbled up.
Good news for gamers, Bridget. There's a new video game. I guess it's technically considered PlayStation 4, but it's slightly different, right? What do we know about this game?
All right, it's not a game. It's a new PlayStation 4.
It's a new system.
That's the rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we just had a new console, but there's been a lot of buzz for a while now, and our sister site, Giant Bomb, got confirmation from a couple sources saying that Sony is working on an upgraded console. It's codenamed Neo. Like, you know, sounds all cool and Matrix.
Now, there was a game system called Neo Genesis not that long ago. Why would they go with the same name? It was Sony, I think, who had Neo Genesis,
It doesn't mean it's the official name that we're going to see in stores.
That's the code name, Bill.
That's code name. All right.
Your code name is Fog You.
Yeah, it is. Don't tell anybody.
It could be 4.5 or who knows what they're called, but From the little we know so far, from what people are kind of leaking out, the details are that it would be, you know, a better processor, better graphics, better memory. What can that get you? Well, I mean, Sony is working on a virtual reality system, so maybe they're going to be pushing this little slightly better system to be, hey, you know, it's better for virtual reality. But we don't know these things yet. In the summer, in June, that's when there's this big video game conference called E3.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if you just wait on for, you know, a few more weeks, we'll probably hear a lot about it.
All right, we'll look forward to that in the summer.
There are people that really stick with one system. My 16-year-old, he's really a Nintendo snob. That's all he'll use.
Mm-hmm.
And my 13-year-old is all about the Xbox One, and he says to himself, I don't need a PlayStation. But now when these new systems come out, they kind of start convincing themselves, well, maybe I should have that too. What makes one better than the other?
It's really about what games you like. A lot of times some games are just on the Xbox or some games are just on the PlayStation, and then they try to hook you in by, you know, having your friends be on one, and your whole, like, and maybe you spent money on little avatars for one, and so you feel kind of invested into one ecosystem over another. But the truth is, you know, a lot of the same games do come out on both. And in fact, a lot of games now are even coming out on Windows. Like the regular Windows desktop computer can play some of these games for Windows 10. So
yeah, it's funny. You know, my 16-year-old is more into his computer than a game system, and you can get these games. And I'm like, where are you going to play it? He said, on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty weird. I have a tip that I would like to share with everyone. There was something called Moshi Monsters. I'm sure it's still out there. And it was just little figures and cartoons that young kids would play with. And Dylan has been not playing with them for a while, but I forgot I signed up for a monthly subscription. So I happened to notice that I've been paying for Moshi Monsters for the last probably 2 years, and he hasn't used it.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to check your statements and look at things, your bank statements or your Discover card, because a lot of times you don't check the statements as regularly as you should.
Yeah.
And go ahead and call and cancel, because I've been paying for this for 2 years and not using
it. It's not fair. It's not fair. Bridget, a quick question. My TV keeps doing a thing where there's a part in the middle where there's a black line that just shows up and it blinks while we're watching shows. It's very distracting. So I know I need a new TV. I wanted to get a 4K TV, but I went to your website, and they advise against it. Most of the writers over there at CNET say you don't need a 4K TV. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's because there's not a lot of content to watch on 4K right now. So
yeah,
if you want to save money, you certainly could get a, you know, top of the line, you know, HD, you know, television, and feel great about all your TV needs. You know, it's about what are you watching? Are you buying, you know, Blu-ray movies, and you want to kind of be ahead of the game for when 4K does get more, you know, out there? A lot of movies, you know, come in 4K slowly but surely coming out that way. But if you're someone who goes to Redbox, or you, you know, just watch a lot of TV, you're going to get what's at that vending machine, or you're going to get what's coming out of your cable. And in that case, you're not really getting a lot of 4K. But there is 4K on Netflix on some shows.
Right.
Same with Hulu and Amazon. So it's not everything right now.
But it will be.
You want to save money. You know, how long though, right? You know, like they're trying to be faster and faster about it. The hot shows on Netflix have it, and you can, you know, take advantage of it. But really, too, another thing about 4K, you have to have a really big TV to get the most out of that, because the pixels are so compact.
Sure.
Is your eye going to pick up on it if it's just a 50-inch TV compared to an 80-inch TV?
Yeah. We have a 70.
The bigger you go, the more you can tell.
We have a 70 because, honestly, our TV was 18 years old, and it was a rear projection, and it was no def as opposed to high def. So when we don't buy TVs very frequently. So when we did, we decided to go the 4K Ultra route, because then we're set for a while. It's
right.
Not a huge difference in price. Even that's coming down, too. But
here's what they told
me. Over the holidays, some of the 4Ks were some of the best sales. So it's starting to come down.
They told me on the things that are broadcast in 4K, you'll get an incredibly clear picture. But on the stuff that isn't, everything's just a little bit foggy and blurry. And I don't want that.
It's not.
It's not? You can make it out? Everything
seems to
be okay?
Oh, my God. I can't believe we've been watching a no-def TV for all these years.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the puck during Blackhawks games. Seriously. And this, it's so weird because it's so clear that it looks like I'm watching my son play NHL 16. That's how clear this is.
Yeah. All right. Could you chip in on that, Bridget? I'd really appreciate that.
You got to have a GoFundMe account.
Okay, good. Thank you. Bridget, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank
it's Bridget
you.
Carey, senior editor and hostess. That's true, isn't it?
Yes.
Why is that funny? It's true.
It sounded like you were speaking CNET Russian.
Senior editor.
CNET.
Senior editor. And then she hosts the CNET Daily Update. It's on pretty much every day. We'll be right back. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.